don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I am L.A.'s news, and I hope I deliver the goods, but I got to admit that I don't care anymore. It's because I have the seniority.
Well, you know,
next week I'll deliver a full report on the state of our economy. Tonight I want to discuss three economic reforms that deserve to be priorities for this Congress. First, we must balance the federal budget. What we need is spending discipline in Washington, D.C.
Shut up!
We're trying to audition people in here.
Not being rude, but can you shut up?
Shut up and listen!
Dave.
Jesus Murphy! Do you people hear my voice?
Kevin, Dean, Lisa May, Money, somebody, please. Can somebody kill Doc on the Rock? God, he's the most annoying person I've ever heard in my life. Please, someone kill that f***er.
And now...
I think I know what you mean.
Our feature presentation.
Was that our fine president saying that we need spending discipline?
Yeah.
Yeah, it struck me as odd, too, that he says we need to get serious about balancing the budget and get some fiscal discipline in Washington.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the man's had extraordinary circumstances during his terms, but no one spends money like it's going out of style, like President Bush, right?
And it's not just because of the war on terror or anything like that, isn't it? I mean, doesn't it?
Yes.
He just okays everything.
Everything.
Right. Anybody that wants something, they say,
yeah,
all
right. He's vetoed one, Lisa? Just one bill since he's been president, right?
Yes, that's true.
So yeah. you could send him a bill right now and say, Mr. President, I need $100 million for a poo museum. He'd go, all right, let me sign that for you.
As long as you need it. Good enough for me. Pass it on to the next president.
Sure.
Exactly.
He's that's passing funny. On a lot of stuff.
I'm surprised the whole group didn't laugh at him when he said that.
Yeah, they're too polite.
Oh, polite.
They're polite.
And by the way,
they don't boo.
I didn't watch it. They should.
They don't laugh. What they do is they just don't applaud if they disagree. That's how
you sit on
tell.
Their hands.
Right.
It's always funny to get that shot of whoever just sitting there all angry, not clapping. Yes. But I'll tell you one of the reasons I don't ever watch that that show is because
not enough applause.
Yeah, it's a 4-minute speech. With an hour of applause in between.
49 minutes was the speech last night with 62 applause breaks.
Wow.
62.
That's a lot.
Yes. And the funniest one, and we always talk about it every year, the funniest one is the sergeant-at-arms, the guy who walks in just ahead of the president into the floor of the House or the Senate, wherever they have it. Which one do they have it in, the House or the Senate?
I don't know.
He says, ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 the President of the United States. The President takes just, 3 minutes of applause as he walks up to the podium. And then the Speaker of the House, whoever that is, stands up and says, my honor, high privilege to introduce you, the President of the United States. Like, there's one person in there who doesn't recognize the guy. Yeah. There's one person who doesn't know who he is.
Plus, they just finished applauding for that long, and then they do it again, right?
They do the whole thing all over again. Exactly, yeah.
You guys were talking about how hilarious it is when they pan to the crowd, and you see the one guy or girl who's obviously not a big fan of whoever's on stage. At the Golden Globes, when they introduced Arnold Schwarzenegger, I know it wasn't by accident. They panned to Alec Baldwin's face.
Oh.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's making all these goofy faces. And obviously, not a big fan of Mr. Schwarzenegger.
They always have, we're talking about, of course, last night's State of the Union, which is, it's in the Constitution. The president is required to deliver a State of the Union. And in recent years, it's been a speech in front of both houses of Congress. Didn't always used to be that way, but that's how they do it now. And they always introduce some heroes from the past year. Well, they saluted a serviceman who won a Silver Star for saving a bunch of guys' lives, which was awesome. And then they had the guy who jumped onto the subway to save that dude. Wesley Autry, I think is his name. Yeah, they saluted him. But the funniest one was Dikembe Mutombo was there last night.
What? The basketball player?
Yes, the basketball player. And I'm thinking, Laura Bush is going to get a piece of that tonight.
Is that the guy that goes, hello, my name is Dikembe? Is that his name?
I think he is the guy.
What in God's name was he doing there?
Because he grew up in poverty in the Congo and somehow managed to get to America, and he was going to Georgetown. He didn't even come over here to be a basketball player, the president said last night. He came over here to study medicine or something, and then the coach at Georgetown said, well, you're awfully tall and awfully black. Come play for me.
I know that whole story, but why was he there last night in 2006?
Or seven, yeah. Seven. It seemed odd to me, too. I didn't know what was going on with him specifically, that Dikembe Mutombo was on the president's lips, but there he was.
I didn't think I mean, his career is over, isn't he? He's done.
I think he does a lot for AIDS research and funding back in Africa.
And he's in charge of that in some way?
He's a figure piece. He's a spokesperson.
Dikembe, yeah, that's right. He used some of his MBA money to build a hospital or something back there in the Congo. But that was just, you know, they always introduce somebody, and it's always funny to see who it's going to be, and that person usually has the seat of honor. And last night, this guy was sitting right next to the first lady.
Laura Bush looked like miniature human being sitting next to him. His knees were at, like, his chin. It was hilarious.
Do you think he banged her?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
How, out of everybody in the United States, what do we have now, 300 million people?
Yes.
He makes the cut. Dikembe Mutombo. Is one of the three heroes that are introduced. He's one of the top three. You can pick anyone in the United States. He's it.
Right.
What? That's the strangest thing I've ever heard. Huh.
That's Bush.
Huh. Here's another clip from last night, those of you who didn't see it.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
That is true. That is true. I hadn't thought of that, and that is true.
Anyway, good times. I watched it. By the way, thanks to Mr. President. And again, you know, he has to give the speech, but no house last night. I mean, now you're getting into territory where I am dissatisfied.
This is what was on during the time house was supposed to be on.
We're working with our partners to expand prevention efforts that emphasize abstinence, being faithful in marriage, and using condoms correctly.
So there you go.
Condoms.
You gotta use condoms correctly. Well, otherwise, they don't.
And so we'll continue to enhance protection at our borders and coastlines and airports and bridges and nuclear power plants.
Okay. Nuclear power plants? I didn't know we had those yet. Those. I thought that was probably top secret at that point. I was thinking, oh, you can't give that away for God's sake.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that I have nominated an outstanding military officer.
Okay.
Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
All right.
He must be proud.
I made my position clear.
Okay.
About this war on terror. And by the way, the enemy made their position clear yet again when we were able to stop them.
I'm so going to miss this guy.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
That's true. I mean, that is hard to argue with, right?
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So on several of the internets, by the way, there are rumors.
Not just the one we use, but all of them.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again. For the truth to sink in.
Right.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
Okay. All right. Might not want to call it that, but okay.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Okay. All right. That's good. I didn't realize that was a question, but okay.
We Republicans should stand for is growth in the economy. We ought to make the pie higher.
Got to make the pie higher. Okay. All right.
See, I missed some of this in the speech last night.
Just giving you some of the recap from last night's speech.
We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Right, we will. Not we won't.
Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
The literacy level are appalling. That is true.
That is true.
Anyway, some highlights from last night's speech.
Okay, wow. Well done.
5:38, Kevin DeBeacho. It's Wednesday, and it is the 24th of January. Coming up this morning, I, of course, did not see it as I despise the show, but I do love the highlights of the crappy people on American Idol.
Oh, they're the best.
It was fantastic.
I do love that. I mean, they are just bad. They're that show's Armenian comedian, and, you know, and yep. I love that.
You won't find a funnier or more entertaining show minute by minute than American Idol this year so far. It really has been cut above.
Right. Until it gets serious, and then it blows. Because they start singing Diana Ross songs and ABBA songs and Barry Manilow songs.
You're doing yourself a disservice by not watching these shows, because Ralph can only bring in 3 minutes, and I'm telling you, the whole show is gold.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Really great.
I'm fine with that. No problems. Also on the show today, we got to talk about Lisa's G-Shot. Apparently, that's on the way. That's coming.
So yeah, I hope so.
Awesome.
We'll also continue with James Brown Body Watch 2007. His body's missing. We're trying to find it.
Yeah, we're doing a public service.
Died Christmas Day. Not buried. Don't know where it is now. Somebody's just driving around the carpool lane so they can be in the carpool lane. Get pulled over. Look, dude, I got two people. What are you talking about?
I hope that's not. I hope it's not going to end up being passed over people's heads down a busy street like you see on the news sometimes. I hope they just find someplace and just put it in the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope they tie it to the top of the roof like Vacation. Somebody's just driving around with them. Tips on not sleeping, I think. I'd like to try and get to that today because...
Tips on how to sleep?
Yeah,
if you can't sleep?
Yeah, exactly. Tips for people who can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not usually one of those people, but I was so just wide-eyed the other night. I just couldn't, for the life of me, get one wink of sleep the whole night. And there has to be something that those people who live like that have learned. Something. Yeah. You know, home remedies of some kind or something
you
that helps.
You need to spend some time with the King of Mexico. Whatever he's got, man, it needs to rub off on you somehow.
Well, the King of Mexico, I've said before, he sleeps only during the show. He's up for the rest of the time. He'll be up for 3-4 days at a time. Then he comes to work, he's got to catch up. So I guess I could do that. And a guy who just about got put to death, almost got the death penalty in, I think it was Cambodia. For drugs, and this little fellow's name is Doto, and he's coming in the studio today.
He's going to tell us the whole story.
Almost got the death penalty.
He claims, as I understand from the email or phone message he left, that somebody put drugs in his luggage while he was in the restroom at the airport, right?
And yeah, and then they gave him a lie detector test, and he passed it, thank God. Otherwise, he might literally be dead right now.
Wow.
So he's going to come in and share his dreams and hopes for the future.
Kevin Bean, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Yeah, okay. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And K-Rock's World Tour 2007 destination number 4, your chance to qualify for a trip for two to Australia to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers in concert. And you get on the standby boarding list by instantly winning tickets to your choice of night 1, night 2, or night 3 of Coachella, which is April 27th through 29th. So your chance to qualify for that is coming up, and Ralph Showbiz Beat is next. Stone Sour on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. That song is called Through Glass, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
When I suck stones, I don't find them sour as much.
You don't?
No.
You're just sucking the wrong stones.
Like, I'd give it almost a musky bitterness,
is that
usually,
right?
when I'm licking a stone. I don't know where they're getting that sour thing from.
Do you lick a lot of stones?
I'm going to have a talk with them. Oh, yeah.
Checking.
I was watching Cesar Milan the other night. They had another marathon on of the Dog Whisperer. And they had this lady who had a dog that would do nothing but eat rocks. And they were trying to figure out how to stop this dog from picking up and eating rocks.
She would throw a tennis ball, and the thing would run after the ball and then stop at a rock and pick it up and start chewing on the rock.
Yeah, its mouth is getting all torn up.
Puppy leg. Boom.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, hold on a sec, because I believe Cesar is here. Cesar, what was your advice? I don't remember what you said to the lady with the dog.
You must take that dog, and you show that you are the alpha dog by hanging it up on your ceiling, and you have your Hispanic friends come over and use it as a piñata.
Wow.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah.
You have to be harsh. You have to show that you are in charge. You are the prom queen. You're a trendsetter. You are the trailblazer. You are not going to kowtow to the dog. When you go for a walk, you're not going for a walk with a dog. You are going for a walk by yourself, and the dog is lucky enough to come along.
What do you think about really, really, really white people who call you Cesar?
I think they are what we call winners. They are want to be beaners.
They're winners. They're
winners.
Winners.
Oh, winners.
Yeah, they're winners. Yeah, they're winners.
All right, 5:51, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Yeah, I'm a Darwin enthusiast. If your dog is trying to eat rocks, you just that dog just has to go. That's the weak end of the breed, I think.
Right.
They're trying to eliminate that. It's natural selection.
Sure.
But if Cesar can come in an hour and stop the dog from eating rocks, and then the dog is fine and healthy and happy, why is that not better?
No, because you're interfering with the ways of nature, and no good can ever come from that.
I see.
Don't survival mess with God's of the strongest,
plan, that's what I'm saying. Keith Urban's out of rehab after 90 days, and he's made his first public statement on his website. He wanted to thank his friends and family, as Keith said, who were there, and it's just been really overwhelming, their support. He also said, my wife stayed extraordinarily strong and loving and wrote this. A lot of small things were happening in my life, Keith added, that were starting to accumulate and telling me very loud and clear that they were making my life unmanageable, and my wife told me to go to rehab.
So he didn't have a wake up in a gutter moment or anything.
He did not hit bottom, as they call it in the rehabs.
So he wasn't partying with Prince and then found himself in a hotel laying on a hallway.
No, apparently not.
6 a.m.? No,
all right. Unlike our girl. Mandy Moore's got a new boyfriend. Dave's just inconsolable.
Yeah.
At the Sundance Film Festival, TMZ has pictures of her making out with DJ AM.
Hello.
Nicole Richie's old beau.
Yeah.
Why is she so hot?
Kissing in the snow. Mandy Moore. He looks like a wolf. Dave said. Kate Hudson likes her rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to bang.
Always has.
She just divorced Black Crowes singer Chris Robinson and now is reportedly dating Nick Kester, lead singer for Jet. Huh. According to Life and Style Weekly magazine, the pair were caught kissing and holding hands by paparazzi, so she likes her rock stars.
All right.
That's an upgrade in terms of rock stars.
Yeah.
The Che Guevara looking dude she was married to. Christ thing going on.
Ralph, what about Fidel Castro's appearance on American Idol last night?
Spectacular. What? Guy showed up looking exactly like Fidel Castro. Had a long beard. Was wearing a khaki sort of pillbox hat with a cap on it and a revolutionary jacket and the whole nine yards. Looked just like him.
And hair down to the middle of his chest, Kevin. Shows up in an American Idol audition.
Yeah. And sang great. They put him through.
That's seriously? Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my
no
God.
No kidding.
Stunning.
Well, now I want him to win. He's got my support.
He's the new Modest Yahoo, I guess.
I think he is. Speaking of stunning, here's where it all starts to unravel. Congratulations. Yes. We're witnessing the fall of Scientology.
Really? Oh.
What's going on? Awesome.
Here's where it all goes south. David Miscavige. You know his name? I'm sorry, David Miscavige.
No. Still don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
He's the big McGeggy over there at the Scientology. He's the leader of the church.
Right.
This the Grand Poobah.
This is Grand Poobah. This is Tom Cruise's best bud.
So he's the head.
Oh, okay. His BFF. His best man at his wedding.
Okay.
This guy, David Miscavige. And he has announced... You ready?
Yes.
That Tom Cruise is the new Christ of Scientology.
Oh, my
Yay!
God.
Awesome.
That he has been chosen to spread the word of the faith, and that generations from now, Tom will be worshipped like Jesus.
Awesome. Worshipped like Jesus. Wouldn't you guess, if you just had to guess, wouldn't you, you got two choices. One is he's going to say that, the other is he's going to try and distance himself from Tom because he's a horrible spokesperson.
Well, this is why he's saying, you know, Tom is so preachy about the faith and about how its tenets affect his life and others.
Because he's the new Jesus.
Because he is the Christ of Scientology. This is going to go over so big with middle America.
Oh, yeah.
They're really going to love this.
That is fantastic.
As if Tom Cruise's popularity couldn't wane anymore.
Wow.
Now we're going to see some steamed blue staters, my friends.
He's not a messenger. He's not a prophet. He's actually the deity in the religion now.
Well, I think they're leaning more towards that he is the figurehead and will be the main source by which the information of this church comes forward. I think that, like Christ was the, you know, the main spokesperson for Christianity. Mm-hmm. I think that's the allegory they're making here. But still, the people don't like it when you start anointing people Christ.
No, they don't.
Sumner Redstone was very smart.
Yeah, that one.
Dad,
Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
Mr. Cruise, come out of the closet.
I'm never coming out.
Mr. Cruise, you can't just stay in the closet, all right? You need to come out.
Just leave me alone.
Well, we can't leave you alone because you won't come out of the closet.
South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great story. You know that Jennifer Lopez Glow After Dark commercial we were running?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tried out.
Did you go down to the Macy's in Downey?
I was glowing
audition
like a mother effer.
Be a glow girl?
No, I was glowing like the wind.
Were you?
Whatever that means.
Like your hair was. Anyway, apparently some members of PETA showed up at the auditions.
Were they glowing?
I don't know if they were glowing or not. They're upset with Jennifer Lopez because apparently one of her clothing lines uses fur or something.
Okay.
So they snuck into the auditions pretending to be people to audition.
Oh, they're so sneaky, that PETA.
So clever. Then they got in front of the microphone and one girl started yelling, J-Lo fur ho.
Nice. How does she do it?
And the other girl faked out the judges by saying, I think the most important thing about being a diva is not only being sexy and being stylish, but it's not wearing real effing fur. and they drug her off stage. However, the downside of the story, Jennifer Lopez, not in attendance, not at the event, was not there. Less effective, I think, than they may have hoped.
Wow.
All their cutting witticisms fell flat.
J-Lo had this to say.
I like meat.
Apparently, J-Lo was out clubbing baby seals while they were being very clever on the inside. So. And this is bad form. Michael Bublé, you familiar with Michael Bublé?
Sure. Yes,
he is
just the name. I don't know where
he's
from.
He's a singer who's sort of a Sinatra-style crooner.
Okay.
Does that kind of music with that that flavor. He's dating Emily Blunt.
Oh, really?
Who was...
I don't know who that is
either. Devil Wore Prada.
Devil Wore Prada. She was the British girl in Devil Wore Prada.
Okay, she was high.
She was nominated, actually, for a Golden Globe. She won a Golden Globe for her performance in Gideon's Daughter in a miniseries. She was Best Supporting Actress.
Okay.
And while she was there with Michael Bublé, her boyfriend, her name was called for her to win, and he was outside having a cigarette.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes for a chilly ride home after the award ceremony in the car. Apparently heard her name, and he, like... threw out a cigarette and bolted and ran into the facility. And
how did it go, honey?
Congratulations.
Who was it that was in the restroom and their name was called?
Christine Lottie.
Yeah.
Several years ago. That was awesome.
And lastly, if you've ever had any sexual fantasies about Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox getting it on when they were on Friends.
Sure.
You may have the next piece of masturbatory aid.
Who is it this time?
Well... you know, Courtney Cox has a new show called Dirt over on FX.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston's going to guest star on that show.
Right.
To help her get some ratings because nobody's watching.
As a lover?
And apparently Jennifer's character is a lesbian and she does slip the tongue to Courtney's character.
Fantastic.
I'm no school administrator, but there's an extension program going on in my trousers.
So you get to see Rachel and Monica do a little tonsil hockey.
Hope they really live it up.
Me too.
Great news.
I hope someone loses their watch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If there's that scene.
That's a lot.
Cut to next morning. I can't find my watch. Oh, look up here.
That's a step or two further than
making out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Am I making too vague an allusion
for
you?
No, we got it. Very clear.
Okay. Today's celebrities' birthdays. Misha Barton, who played Marissa on The O.C., is 21 years old today.
I thought she died in a car crash.
Yeah, she's okay. Matthew Lillard, who played Shaggy, of course, in Scooby-Doo, was in Scream and Shout and Yell. All those films.
All those.
He's 37 years old today. Neil Diamond.
Yeah!
Legend. That's
easy.
Legend Neil Diamond, 66 years old today.
And haven't you been to see him yet? You've been to see Neil Diamond?
Have you seen him live?
I don't have any interest in seeing him
live. Never seen him live?
He's Neil Diamond.
He's awesome.
My wife felt the same way you did until she agreed to go with me a few years ago, and she walked out and said, I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest live performances I've ever seen. She didn't
exciting
care
story
about Neil Diamond or his music. But
exciting
she
story.
Amazing.
Last Neil concert I went to, I went in, sat down, looked over, a few seats away from me. Who was there? Jimmy Kimmel.
We just looked, that's baloney.
We just looked at each other
it
and
doesn't
gave
make sense.
Gave each other a knowing nod. That's all we had to do.
That's like, right. That's all you have to say.
You're gay too?
Buddy. All right.
I'm gay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Here
that's
we
what
are
saying.
Here we are, living the good life.
Yeah.
And Michael Ontkean.
Oh, yeah.
He played Sheriff Harry S. Truman on Twin Peaks. Remember the sheriff on Twin Peaks?
Kind of.
Good man, not Harry. Cope. Love that show. 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Lisa, when's your exciting doctor visit? I know you've been looking forward to it since last year.
I want it now.
We've been talking, it was a while back. We were talking to Dr. David Matlock. He's the guy that is Dr. 90210.
It was right before Christmas. It was like the week before we went on vacation.
And he's the guy that does laser vaginal rejuvenation. He does laser reduction labioplasty. He does hymenoplasty so you can become a virgin again. But he was telling us something about the G-Shot, which is an injection of a collagen mixture directly into the G-spot to cause more frequent and more intense orgasms.
What could be bad about that?
And offhandedly, he said to Lisa, hey, come on in. I'll hook you up for free. And
for Christmas.
And immediately after he, you know, was gone or left or hung up or whatever, she was like, was he serious? Do you think he was serious? Was he serious? Do you think he was serious?
Somebody call him. Let's call him. Let's find out.
So apparently we found out that he is.
Every day since that day of that interview, Lisa's been going into the office and saying to Lightning and assistant producer Alex, did he call yet? Did he call yet? When's my appointment? When can I go? How poor are your orgasms that you can't wait to get a needle shot into you?
They're great, but they could be greater. Are you kidding me?
Is she going to be just...
I could pass out.
She's just going to be sitting here like just changing direction of her legs and go, oh! That's what she's looking for.
I'm going to have my cell phone in my lap and just call myself all day long.
So you're going to go get a G-Shock.
I am. They're supposed to call me today
That's
to set it
awesome.
Up.
Awesome.
Is there any kind of concern, Lisa? And I know we asked you this yesterday, but now that you've heard from listeners who have had, you know, anesthesia go awry, they get a shot somewhere and then they stay numb for a month. Aren't you worried about it being dead down there?
I did have a woman email me who, right. And it was titled, Is It Worth It?
Mm-hmm.
And it said that she had gotten collagen and her mouth was numb for a month, and
right.
her husband, a dentist, said you could have permanent nerve damage. But I actually don't know of anyone who's had collagen who's
yeah.
had permanent nerve damage. I mean, the beauty of collagen is that it wears off.
It just wears off, yeah.
After
and
a while.
You go back, and then you go back, and then you go back. It's
right.
G-shot, G-shot, G-shot for you.
Well, I mean, you know, I could get hooked.
It's like once a month.
Addicted to plastic surgery. Lisa May.
It's like once a month. You just have a regular standing appointment. You just go in.
Can you make it bigger?
It literally just makes the G-spot bigger so that you actually have more and better orgasms.
That makes sense that you would have, if it was more swollen, that it would have more contact with the appropriate
when are you gonna try parts? And when are you going to try and go if they call today? You're going to try and do it this week?
Well,
at the
G-shot? I could go on Friday.
Well,
actually.
You know what? We have Dr. David Matlock on the phone. We asked,
awesome.
We asked Lightning to hook him up because the G-shot is something that Lisa's been dying to do.
But it's new. I don't know anyone who's done it.
So
that's a little weird being sort of a...
Yeah. Dr. Matlock?
Good morning, everybody. This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Oh, I thought this was... This isn't Dr. Matlock?
No, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Oh. I'm sorry, I was misled. I thought this was Dr. Matlock. What are you calling for, Gene?
Yeah.
Well, Lisa's finally giving me a shot.
What?
No, she's getting her own shot.
I've had her for months now, and I'm very excited that we finally let our romance come to fruition. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yeah,
you won't regret it.
What are you talking about?
She's giving Gene a shot.
No, a G-shot.
She's not giving Gene a shot. She's getting a G-shot. It's very different.
Whoa.
Jeez, Gene.
There's nothing to do with romance between Lisa May and I.
Do you never give up? You've been hitting on Lisa now straight for like 2 years straight, nonstop.
Very disappointed. I had a whole day of romance planned for us. I was going to take us along a sunset cruise on PCH in my limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Show you a photo album of pictures of me.
I'm right. Not surprised.
When you're hypnotized by my image, I was going to take down my pants and let Gene go to work.
Yeah, I don't think that's what she was talking about. She's talking about something entirely different.
As romantic as that sounds, Gene, don't get me wrong, but, you know, any woman would swoon to have such an experience with you. I'm actually just getting a G-shot.
Did you gentlemen hear about my perfume that I'm releasing?
Yeah, we heard something about that yesterday, about how you've got a new perfume out now.
Yes, Gene Simmons Coctopus.
I don't think...
I'm sorry, what's it called, Gene?
Gene Simmons Coctopus. It's a fantastic fragrance.
I'm not even going to ask you what it smells like.
The smell of success, the smell of romance, of course. It's going to make women smell like Gene Simmons. I love women for everything about them, except for the personality. But I would like the fragrance to remind me more of me.
So
it smells like matzah, crisp $50 bills, and boner sweat.
God!
Well, they'll be lining up to put that on them.
By the way, Bean, I often go to krock.com and look at the different pictures of the Kevin and Bean show.
Right, yes.
And I saw that your car had been split in half by a giant tree.
Nice.
Yes, that is correct, Gene.
I want to give you my condolences. Lisa May, speaking of being split in half by a giant log.
Yes, Gene.
Okay, Gene, we got to go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So you're saying he's been dead a month tomorrow. You're saying he died Christmas Day, and not only is he not buried, but James Brown's body is missing.
This is one of the weirdest stories in the world, considering what a big celebrity he was. You know? Big singer that he was. His family's fighting over the body. They had, for some reason, and I don't even know why this was, but in his home, they had a cold room that was temperature controlled to make sure that his body wouldn't decay.
By the way, let me stop you right there. This guy was somebody's husband and father and grandfather and aunt and uncle and brother or sister. Would you want that person once they were dead sitting in the Lazy Boy in your house? Would you? I mean, just think about for a family member of yours being dead and being propped up somewhere inside the home weeks later. Would you? I mean, wouldn't that just be distasteful?
Well, it seems like you would walk in and go, oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's dead. That would suck.
Oh, it would. That's part of the process is burying somebody.
But they've been fighting over his estate, and apparently his will is not, completely spelled out. So he's got kids that are fighting over. One of them wants to open up like a Graceland type thing. And somebody else, and they've been fighting over what to do with his body. So December 25th of last year, Christmas of last year, he passed away. Today, he's still not buried. It's the 24th of January, and his body has now gone missing. Somebody took his body, and it's no longer in the climate-controlled room in his house.
I wonder if it's a family member who just wanted him buried as opposed to wanting to create this big mausoleum, and they just snuck off.
Or maybe they're creating the big mausoleum now. Who knows? It's impossible to tell, and that's why we have come up with James Brown Body Watch 2007.
James Brown, the godfather of soul, is dead. Missing. Join Kevin and Bean as they attempt to find his body in James Brown Body Watch 2007.
By the way, for maybe some of the young people listening to the show who don't know who James Brown is, he's one of the most important and influential recording artists of all time. He basically invented funk music and was a huge, huge star in the 60s and 70s and toured right up until the weeks before his death. The hardest working man in show business, James Brown.
He had tours scheduled after his death. I mean, obviously not. They didn't schedule him after his death, but he had tours. He was planning on living much, much longer.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
So,
and apparently he's still on tour.
Yeah.
As far as we know, he's in a bus right now in North Dakota. We have no idea.
Through the mall tour. So let's call Beech Island, South Carolina, which is where his home is. Let's dial that number. Let's try to get a hold of the Big H food store again and our friend James.
Oh, James was awesome yesterday. We asked James to check the refrigerator at his place and see if maybe James Brown was there. He didn't think that was likely, though.
We're calling around. We're trying to find James Brown's body. As soon as we locate it, we'll let people
Everybody
know.
Needs to look.
Is this James?
Yeah, this is him.
James, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Hi, James.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
any breakthroughs since we talked to you yesterday? Any more word around Beech Island as to where Mr. Brown is?
Yeah, hold on. Give me one second. Let me take care of
it. Okay. Right, quick. Is he going to hand the phone to James?
No, he's got to check
somebody
out.
Somebody up. Okay.
He's got a customer. Okay, that's fine.
It's a Big H food store. And he said yesterday he had refrigeration units.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we said, hey, how about checking? Maybe James Brown is there. Who knows?
Lisa brings up a good point, though, that somebody could have taken the body to bury it. He could already be buried in an unmarked grave somewhere. We may never know where he is.
What if this James
Wouldn't
from Big H?
Wouldn't
that be
amazing?
What if this James from Big H actually put like a price tag on his head? He just found him and said, "All right, let's go with $299."
I don't think that's a possibility.
James, still working. All right.
Hey, so do we, Mike.
That's right. We're trying to track down James Brown. Yes, yes. Did you check your refrigeration units to find out and make sure that James Brown is not in your store, sir?
Yeah, I checked that yesterday, man.
Okay. All right.
James, what are the customers saying? I mean, sure, James Brown was a big, big celebrity in your town. What are they saying? What do they think happened?
What do they think happened?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, I really couldn't tell you, man.
What do you think happened? What do you think happened? Why is his body a month later now not only not buried but missing?
It's something wrong about it.
There's something going on, right?
Do you think it was a family member who stole it because they wanted it to be buried and not put into some sort of a mausoleum and not being put on display for the public? I mean, is that a leading theory around your town?
That's the thing, man, because it's been a minute since I've been out there in the streets because I work in the store all day long, so right. I didn't pretty much get a good word on about that. Right,
James, we're going to deputize you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to deputize you, and we want you to start asking all of your customers as they come in throughout the day what their theory is and if they've heard anything.
Yeah, I can do that for y'all.
Okay, do a big survey, everybody that comes in today, and then hopefully we can call you back tomorrow and kind of get the update.
Okay, that's cool, man.
All right, James, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, James. Have a great day.
You do the thing,
yeah. Right. Bye now. Okay. All
right. James Brown Body Watch 2007.
Dead. Let's try Newman's Barbecue. We got one more number here.
James says, it's been a minute since I've been out on the street, so I don't really know what's going on.
Well, it has been a minute. I mean, what's the guy supposed to do?
Sure. All right. One more quick call. Where is James Brown's body?
Newman's Barbecue in Beech Island, South Carolina.
I watched his memorial service at the Apollo in New York when they had his body on display there. It was one of the coolest events I'd ever seen. Until MC Hammer got up and started dancing along to some of the music that was being performed.
Are you kidding? That's the highlight if I were watching.
I couldn't believe it.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Oh, that woman's trying to keep us away from James Brown, isn't she?
Maybe she knows something.
Freaking operator. We need to get her on the phone and find out what's going on.
Hey, you know what we say on this show, man? Why make one call when you can make one call too many?
Here we go. Newman's Barbecue.
Soylent Green is people! I'm just thinking.
Yes, you are.
I hope they don't have them. You know what I'm saying?
James Brown, Body Watch 2007.
Newman's Barbecue.
Hey, Newman's Barbecue. It's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from K-Rock Radio in Southern California. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic, sir. We're doing James Brown Body Watch 2007. You've heard the story about his body going missing, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do you think is going on there? It's been a month. Do you know anything or have any theories?
I really don't know where he's at. They took him to his house.
Right, but then now he's missing from his house.
And he's missing from his house.
Is it possible that he's been stashed someplace at Newman's Barbecue?
I haven't seen him around here.
Because there was a guy, James, at Big H Food Store told us that you had him.
If I did, I'd sure tell you.
Have you looked? Have you looked recently? I mean, maybe an employee, you know?
Yeah, we've looked around this morning, matter of fact, just to make sure it wasn't anybody in
You
here.
Look for James Brown?
James.
It's a strange thing to look for, but okay.
All right around here.
All right.
How big a story is it in town? Is it what everybody's talking about?
It was. I hadn't heard a real lot about it here lately, but...
He's missing! What does it take for people to be excited about this story?
Well, James, you know, he might have gone missing before a few times, and, you know, he always shows back up.
Right, but he's dead.
I mean, what do you know about the police? I mean, are they still investigating this, or do they consider it's just a family matter and they're done with it? What's going on with the investigation?
I hadn't heard about the police involved in it. They might be looking for him.
All right, listen. Is this Jim?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jim, we're going to have to deputize you. You need to do a little research.
Okay.
I want you to talk to everybody that comes in. I want you to read some papers, maybe call the local police, find out what they know.
I'll try.
All right. We're going to have to keep this up till we find James.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye now.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, but get out.
Lightning. Lightning's dancing in a parka.
He's got like the heaviest jacket that anyone has ever worn before. And
it's
he's
a
doing
parka. It's a snorkel parka.
Kind of weird dance.
Well, it has to be 60 out. I mean, come on, Ralph. The guy's got to take care of himself.
Holy crap.
By the way, Doto is here, fresh out of a Cambodian prison. We're going to talk to him coming up after the news at 7. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat right now at 6:57, 3 till the hour of 7 o'clock. What's going on?
High Place Sources at Touchstone Television and ABC are saying that Isaiah Washington, star of the hit TV show Grey's Anatomy, is on the verge of being fired from that very same popular television show.
About that.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
You know, there's been a maelstrom of controversy about him using this faggot word dealing with his gay co-star. T.R. Knight.
And then denying it. For whatever support he had among the cast, it seems like he threw it right out the window when then he denied something that other people heard him say.
And ABC believes perhaps it's just too big a pink elephant in the middle of the room to ignore, and they might have to fire him.
Doesn't help that T.R. wasn't out of the closet yet. That doesn't help.
Yeah. This, according to E! Online, I just received word from a highly placed source within the Touchstone, ABC, and Disney executives, and they're currently considering the option of firing Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy effective immediately without having him appear in any sort of farewell episode. So, we'll have to wait and see, but it could be that Washington's behavior is just unacceptable, and even though he said he's going to meet with some gay leaders and issue an apology, that they may have to take a more severe step into sort of putting this to rest.
I know you don't watch the show, Ralph, but his character, it's a good show, by the way. You really would like it. But his character on the show has already been shot and is now in, he's now recovering in a hospital after having an additional surgery to stop his hands from shaking. He's a surgeon, so it'd be very easy for the shakes to return and him not be able to work at the hospital anymore, and he leaves to go off and be a teacher or something. It'd be an easy plot point.
Or, you know, they miss something in the operation and the bullet comes back.
We'll leave a knife in.
Can a bullet come back?
Sure.
You should write for that show, Ralph. It would
be
so much
worse.
Better.
Oh. Speaking of that flipping show, Sandra Oh's divorce is getting a little messier.
Yeah.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband, writer-director Alexander Payne, of course, the genius behind Election and Sideways, has filed a response to her divorce claim that she is asking the court for spousal support.
What?
He is asking the court to deny her any alimony, considering she makes $9 gazillion a week over there on Grey's Anatomy.
She makes a lot of money.
Probably more than he does.
It's the opposite of what that law was for.
Yeah. So he's saying, look, she doesn't need my spousal support. Let's not have this happen.
That's bullshit.
She is asking to for him to pay up, though.
Wow. That's effed up.
So this financial situation has yet to be settled. Looks like it will be done in court. Irreconcilable differences were caused, were cited as the cause for the split after their separation in March of 2005. Alexander Payne said he would not contest, however, her request for the bag that she wears over her head when in public. She can have that.
You're going to let her have it?
He would ask, he asked a judge, though, if he could go back and reshoot sideways to put a really hot chick in the role instead of his wife. Make it seem more appropriate. Because then you'd see why Thomas Hayden Church would want to stray. Maybe CGI or something. They could put somebody else.
You're saying you don't find her.
He would like to go back. I'm not saying anything. He would like to go back and reshoot that movie.
Did he say that?
Because he had to put her in because at the time it was his wife. But if he could go back.
He said that.
And get a hot actress.
Right.
Then it would make a lot more sense.
Those words came out of his mouth.
Alleged.
Okay. I feel like someone set me on fire.
Okay. Penelope Cruz celebrated her Oscar nomination last night by hitting the Hollywood party scene with her best friend, Salma Hayek.
Yes.
They're celebrating, of course, Penelope's nomination for her role in Volver, which, if you don't know Spanish, means to volve.
I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Conjugated that verb.
Okay.
She was very upset, by the way, Salma Hayek, that she didn't get to announce Penelope's nomination when she announced the other nominations for the Academy
Awards. They're getting closer and closer, aren't they?
I wanted to say her name. I fought for it, but they wouldn't let me, she told reporters. While she was talking to Extra, doing a television interview, she took time out right in the middle of the interview to call her friend because, you know.
Yeah.
It was just happening. She wanted to do it.
Share it with her lover.
She wanted to congratulate her. Apparently, Cruz could be heard saying to Salma Hayek, "You're coming out with me tonight."
Oh.
So, I guess they're officially lesbians.
That's so hot.
They came out. So, congratulations to them.
I want that to be true so much.
You do. Speaking of coming out, Nicolas Cage has been confirmed to play the lead role in the new movie about...
Yeah.
Liberace.
What?
Liberace's life story in a new movie musical.
What?
Nicolas Cage is in talks to play Liberace.
Oh.
Liberace.
What?
Nicolas Cage is Liberace.
That's just not true.
For those of you who don't know, Liberace was a legendary Las Vegas showman who had a big, elaborate stage show in which he wore very fantastical costumes and was very elaborate. He was a pianist.
How dare you say that about the dearly departed?
And he was known to have an affection for the fellas.
He was flamboyantly
gay. He was flaming.
Yeah. Well, all right. If you say so.
He was on fire. If you watched him on TV, you were gay.
Nicolas Cage Liberace is the only thing I can think of now until it comes out. That's
I can't wait
about.
Either.
Ralph, how would that sound?
Yes, I'm sort of a piano protector.
And by the way, I remember at the time, he never came out, by the way.
Nope.
He never came out.
He didn't?
No.
No, and he had millions of fans across this country who refused to believe that that nice young man could possibly be gay.
No way.
Do you remember that early, I think it was a 60 Minutes interview?
Yes.
Yeah, where he said, I just haven't found the right woman yet.
No way!
The right woman yet to settle down with. But I can't wait if I start a family.
That's what he sounded like.
It was Jack Parr, I think. Something like
that. Wow. You saw some of that in Good Night and Good Luck.
That's right.
It was in that movie, remember?
That's right. That's where it was.
Wow.
He had a show in the 50s, a television show, which was the most popular television show with housewives in America.
Liberace?
He was a heartthrob, Liberace.
Yep. Come on. You guys are pulling my leg out.
These songs just for you, lady.
Not a heartthrob.
He was
playing
a good-looking man.
For you, lady.
He was, yeah.
It'd be great.
That's all I care about. That movie's going to be the best.
All I care about.
It's the worst
and
Black
ever.
Sheep
and Liberace.
Yeah.
Does he ride a motorcycle and his face catches on fire?
Sometimes my skull bursts into flames.
Hey, join us Saturday, won't you, at Santa Anita Racetrack? It is one of our famous K-Rock microbrew festivals at Santa Anita. Over 20 California breweries are going to be there. I'm going to be there. Lisa May is going to be there. Lightning Cat, Striker, Super Steve, Psycho Mike, DJ Omar and the Ones and Twos, live music from Paperback Hero. And if you show up, you get a free folding chair.
What? Really?
Come on. That's a great deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Why are they giving away folding chairs?
So you could sit down.
Sure.
But then you can take it home with you?
You know those collapsible chairs you put in like a bag and you sling over your shoulder for like camping and stuff?
Yeah.
You get a free one of those.
I want one of those. Okay. That's cool.
This is how you can tell it's the beginning of a new year because K-Rock only has a budget in January and February, and this is where the money's going.
Yeah.
Right, today to the folding chairs.
By April, you'll get a keychain, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we're giving away.
Lisa, you have any special plans?
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews, okay. As always.
You got 10 live thoroughbred races, so you can bet the ponies while you're having a beer or two from the microbreweries. This is always a fun event, so come on out. The doors open at 10 a.m. The first race is at 11:45. It's just $5 to get in. So come hang out with us in Santa Anita, which is in Arcadia. It's just east of Pasadena off the 210 freeway.
Kevin's still blackballed from that event,
right?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Can't
go. Dude. Last thing they need is him throwing a chair at somebody's head.
She didn't come through with the lawsuit. She was just threatening.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays, Neil Diamond, the legend. Maybe Nick Cage could play Neil Diamond in his life story. That'd be great.
Sweet Caroline. Reverend Blue Jeans.
He is a parody of what he used to be.
He's 66 years old today. Matthew Lillard, who played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Also, you remember him from Scream and other feature films. 37. And Misha Barton, who played Marissa on The OC, 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
May I introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, back from the Orient, Bob Toe.
Hey, Doe.
Hey, Kev. Hi, Bean. How you doing?
Well, good, man. Good to see you. 2007, your first appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
I got to be honest, when I heard some of the reports coming back from your trips to Asia, I thought we may never see you again. It sounds like you got into some very, very deep and troubled waters while you were traveling this time.
But it's not that deep. At least I learned how to beat the system, Bean.
Well, we did get an email from you to a friend of yours saying that you were in Malaysia.
Yeah, okay. Can I explain, Kevin?
Sure. Was I already wrong at that point?
No, okay. go ahead and explain.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was in Malaysia. I was in a restaurant, right?
Right.
And then somebody accidentally snuck cocaine into my backpack.
Right? Okay, they like, accidentally snuck it into your backpack? No, or do you think they did it on purpose?
They did it on purpose.
Okay. All right.
Then
so just to make the story clear, you were in an airport in Malaysia,
I was
right?
I was in an airport. Restroom. Yeah.
Okay.
So you think they were going to put the drugs in your suitcase after you got them on the plane, then later they were going to hit you up and take the drugs back. You're going to be their mule, in effect.
Look, I didn't think, Kevin.
I'm just saying when you've... Okay, go ahead with the story then. Sorry.
Okay, I was about to board to Singapore, and then they scanned my luggage, and they say that there's something that's inside.
Right.
And then they opened up and they say it was cocaine. I said, I have nothing to do with it. Somebody snuck it in, and I was a little bit confused, and they had me took a lie detector test.
Right.
And after when I passed it, and then since I look innocent, they let it go, Kevin.
Now, what's the thing in Malaysia? They're one of those countries that is extremely harsh about things.
Yeah. It's the death penalty. If you're found guilty, then it's the death penalty.
Wow.
And you said in your email, they not only hang you, they also shoot you.
They mainly hang you... possibly shoot you, Kevin.
I see. Okay.
They shoot you after they drop you through the trapdoor? I mean, like in the few seconds after you've been hanged and before you die, that's when they shoot you?
After they hang you, then they shoot you. That's the way the legal system is.
I see. So it's not enough to hang you.
Yeah.
Then, once your neck is broken and you're dead, they fill you with lead.
That could be the case, Kevin.
Just to make sure. Now, so that was hanging over your head for how long? I mean, how long was this whole ordeal taking place? It must have seemed like forever.
Just a few hours.
Okay,
I wasn't in jail or anything. At least they let me pass through, Kevin.
It was just at the airport.
Just at the airport.
I see.
That's okay, Doe, I want to go back because I've never known anyone who has had this experience unfold for him the way it did for you. So you're going through the metal detector and getting your luggage searched at the airport.
Yeah.
And when they say, hey, we want to look at your bag, you probably thought, no big deal. They look at lots of people's bags.
Yeah,
they
of course.
Got something they got to get a better deal. And then when they pull drugs out. Yeah. What was going through your mind? If you knew that you didn't have anything to do with it, did you just think, oh, my God, were you terrified? Did you wet yourself? What happened?
I say, oh, my God, what the hell is going on, Bean?
Right.
And
did you use the word Bean at the end of that?
No, I didn't use the word Bean. Okay. Bean has nothing to do with it.
So what the hell's going on? Okay.
And then
you must have been scared out of your mind.
Of course I'd be scared, Kevin. Who wouldn't, right, Kevin?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they're going to hang you and then if they're just going to hang you.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Why is that, Kevin?
Because I'm just saying if they're going to shoot you afterwards, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But I mean, even as you were saying to airport security, and let's face it, airport security in this country doesn't joke around. And I know they take it very, very seriously in other countries as well.
Yeah.
Even as you were saying, it's not my drugs. I don't have anything to do with it. I don't know how they got in my luggage. You had to be thinking, they may not believe me. I could be set up here and really could be facing some very serious trouble here.
I did think about that, but that might not be too important in my mind, Kevin. Bean.
So they gave you the lie detector test.
Yeah.
Were you worried about that? Because I would think if I was
worried about that.
Yeah, like I might fail it and I'm not even lying. I'm just nervous.
If you're just really scared.
Yeah. I mean, that would scare me.
What kind of stuff did they ask you in the lie detector test, Otto?
the stuff that they asked me, that like how did they get into the luggage, and did I have anything to do with? Do I know any dealers? And I said, no, I have nothing to do.
Oh, with I see. So they were just asking you point blank: is it yours? How did it get there? What were you going to do with it? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they believed you. Did they take it from your luggage, or did they allow you then to go on with it?
They took it from my luggage.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
They confiscated, Kevin.
Yeah, I bet they did.
And then they all did some lines right after you left.
So you don't have any idea who put those drugs in your bag?
I have no. I don't know who did it, Kevin Bean.
Now, when you say you learned to beat the system, that's what you said about 5 minutes ago.
Kind of talked to them. You know, they asked me a question, and I told them I have nothing to do with it. So they believed you. Yeah, they believed me.
I see.
Were you thinking, by the way, when you landed on the other end, that the person who put the drugs in your luggage may not know that they had been confiscated at security, and maybe they were still going to try to roll you? I mean, were you a little bit nervous when you landed?
Possibly, Bean.
You never thought of that, did you?
I never thought about that. I'm sorry.
I would be. If you start to put the pieces in your head together, well, their plan is to use me as a mule and then to retrieve their drugs on the other side after we get past security, I would be worried that they would still come after me. And then you don't have the drugs, and then you're facing all sorts of new trouble.
Here's the problem with the lie detector test, as I see it. They have to start with baseline questions find out when you're telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
So they say to you, is your name Doto?
Yeah, but
and you say, yes.
I say, yes, of course.
No, it's Bob.
It's Bob Toe.
And then they say, well, is it Bob or is it Doe? And you say, it's Bob. Guilty. Were you afraid of that? Because you did change your name, did you not? Are you Bob or are you Doe?
Yeah. But on a passport, is Doe.
It's Doe, okay.
Yeah, I'm just
your entertainment name is Bob.
Yes, Kevin, that's correct.
I got you.
I really want to make
You want to make it what?
In this business, Kevin.
In showbiz. Okay, excellent.
Well, I don't know if you're ever planning on going back to stand-up, Doto, but you ought to figure out a way to use this story that happened to you in real life and turn it into material for the act. I mean, it seems like this would be rich with material for you.
How much are we talking about, Bean?
What do you mean, how much? You mean how much money?
Yeah, rich.
Well, let's not talk about...
I'm sorry about that.
He jumps right to how much money is he going to get. It depends on how well...
He was making a joke. Oh, he was making a joke about how rich this is with material.
His joke was
how much money. You see, the comedy never stops with Doto.
I don't think he was. Now, Doto, we've done this before where we ask Doto.
Bean, mm-hmm. I'd like to come to Seattle sometime, Bean.
You should. We'll give you his address as soon as you...
Where am I living in Seattle?
You're going to stay in his guest room.
No. There's no way to get here. There's no planes or trains or automobiles in or out of Seattle.
They have a California king that's an extra size bed, so you can sleep in bed with he and his wife. Okay. Now, Doto, we do ask Doto from time to time, especially it seems now after having been in Malaysia and going through this harrowing...
I was in Singapore. I was in Macau as well.
Okay, I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
I'm sorry about... Go ahead, Kevin.
You have a lot more life experience is what I'm saying.
Thanks, Kevin.
You learn. You're much more mature. Yeah. You have answers to people's questions.
Yeah.
Well, he had time to think about what's going on in the world was spending those hours in the Huskow.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, if you have difficult decisions to make in your life, you know, whether to get a different job or whatever, you'll have life problems, you have relationship trouble, what to do about a girl or a guy that you're dating, you want to get married, they don't, whatever, investment opportunities, you're in debt up to your eyeballs, any questions that you have, my man Doto really is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, and he will be able to help you out. So give us a call at 1-800-520-1067, and you will get a chance to ask Doto.
If you got a question, anything at all, there's someone you can turn to, someone you can call. He can help, even with his f***ed up eye, he can help. If there's something you gotta know, just ask Doto, he can help.
Kevin and Bean, is Doto, Kevin and Bean, I forgot to tell you something when I was talking on the radio, Kevin Bean.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:30, and it's time to ask Doto or Bob Toe or whichever one he is. Woo!
If you got a question, anything at all, there's someone you can turn to, someone you can call. He can help, even with his
formally
goodbye. He can help.
Get it fixed.
If there's something you gotta know, just ask
Bob.
So he can help.
Kevin and Bean is Bob. Kevin and Bean. I forgot to tell you something yesterday when I was talking on the radio, Kevin Bean.
So there's no question too tough, no life choice that Doto can't help you make at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Kyle in Sherman Oaks, because this is exactly the kind of thing that Doto is good at.
All right, Kyle, good morning.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Good. Ask Bob or Doe, whatever his name is.
Hey, Bob, Doe. So I have a huge, like, six-paragraph essay due third period today, and I just did not do it, like, at all.
Big essay due today, third period, didn't do it.
So what should I do? Like, should I make up an excuse? Should I just try to do it?
Okay.
Like, what should I do?
To tell them that you're sick and you have a cold and just drink some more coffee.
Drink some more coffee.
And get your butt to Macau.
That's right. Kyle, get your butt to Macau. Thank you for calling. All right.
So, I don't understand. Don't go to school then? Call in sick so that she doesn't have to turn the essay? Is that what you're saying?
Just say that she's sick for one day. Just use it as an excuse, Bean.
And then get to Macau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to Teresa in Inglewood. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Ask Bob Doe.
Bob Doe, I got a question. Okay, I'm married. I've been married for like 2.5 years, but then I also have a girlfriend. But,
yes.
Like, I'm in love with both of them, but I've been having problems in my marriage. What should I do?
What should you do to talk to your husband and try to get things worked out and drink more green tea?
Drink more green tea. There you go.
hold on a sec. So break it off with the girlfriend or continue with the girlfriend? Or what should she do about that? Because right now she's got kind of, two lovers.
Well, that's pretty much up to her, Bean.
Right, but she's asking. But she's asking for your advice. What would you do if you were in her position?
I wouldn't. I'll
leave the husband. Go with the chick.
Probably go with the husband and be friends with the chick.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Oh,
but
really?
Drink green tea is acceptable.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Wow.
All right.
I don't want Doto to give any more advice if he's trying to bust up hot lesbian couples.
All right. Let's go to Shayna, who is calling from Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Shayna. Hello, Shayna.
Hello.
Hello. Trying to get pregnant. Any Chinese herbs that might help? You know of any of that?
I'm not really an expert in that, Bean.
You're not.
I'm not Kevin.
And I'm Kevin, but that's okay. That's all right.
I don't know.
Tony and Brea, good morning.
What's up, big...
Woo!
What's up, the Psycho Mike in the back?
Hey. I need some women, man.
Yes, but this is Tony, and he's not a woman.
I know.
Ask Bob, Tony.
Okay, I live in Orange County.
Okay.
I don't want to leave Orange County because I want to buy a house.
Okay.
I'm single. I'm 25. I have a decent job. How can I buy a house in Orange County?
How do you buy a house in Orange?
Like, I don't recommend Orange County, but maybe... Maybe next to Dominguez Hills is pretty. It's cheaper, Compton area.
Compton,
yeah.
So go to Compton. I think he said he wanted to live in Orange County.
Okay. Maybe Garden Grove.
Garden Grove.
It's a lot cheaper than Irvine.
Okay,
true.
Okay, so you mean Garbage Grove?
No, right. I mean Garden Grove with Sunny Anna.
Right, Sunny Anna.
Yeah, Sunny Anna.
You can always buy a home in Sunny Anna. That's one of my favorite places. All right, we're kind of running out of time. Let's take JR real quick in Moreno Valley. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Woo! Hey, JR.
Ask Bob.
All right, Doto, Bobto, whatever it is. I am thinking about giving up my career as a hotel sales manager and becoming a drug mule. I figure you got the experience. What do you think?
Great question.
Your experience Go to Macau because there's a lot of opportunities. It's the Las Vegas of the East. You might meet some very successful people that can give you some opportunities.
So he should go to Macau to be a drug mule?
That's good. I like it. Thanks for the advice.
Okay.
That was easy.
Good luck with those drug dealings.
Couldn't have been less helpful. By the way, Macau, Doto, I read yesterday, now attracts more gambling money than any place on Earth, including Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's getting to be, it's known as the East of Las Vegas, Bean.
The East of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ventura and say good morning to 9-year-old Max. Hi, Max.
Woo!
Hi. I just wanted to ask Doto how to get rid of my homework.
How can he not do his homework, or she? How do you get out of homework? What would you say?
Drink more coffee.
Drink more coffee. There you go, Max.
Good advice for a 9-year-old, Doto.
Do you drink coffee now?
No.
All right, you should start.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Max. We appreciate it. Bob, as usual, you have clarified everything so nicely.
Thanks,
for our
Kevin.
Listeners.
I really want to make it into this industry.
You do, I know. And I think you've got a great head start being that you're Bob. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, bye now.
If you got a question, anything at all, there's someone you can turn to, someone you can call. He can help. Even with his
formally
goodbye, he can help. If there's something you got to know, just ask
Bob.
So he can help.
Kevin and Bean.
Bob.
Oh, Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean. I forgot to tell you something. Yesterday when I was talking on the radio, Kevin Bean.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. If you have anything that you want to leave us a message about 24 hours a day, feel free. And then we play some of the best ones back. This first one is about the story that we were covering yesterday from Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a panda bear there named Ching Ching that's way too fat. And they need it to have sex so that they can have more pandas so they don't go extinct.
Right.
But he'll crush his lover if he doesn't go on a diet. So he's going on a diet. That's what this call's about.
Hi, this is the Museum of Television and Radio. I'm calling to see if you guys could send over that panda skit ASAP. That's exactly the stuff we're looking for. Thank you.
Hey, not every show is tackling the tough issues like fat pandas, all right? So get off us.
The weekend is over, and my erection is limp. Why, I ask? Why?
The weekend was over a couple days ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And pot is the answer to your question. Psycho Mike, well, we were talking yesterday about the intern program here at K-Rock and how we are looking for some more new interns. You can go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean page. There's a link there that you can send some information to if you want to be a Kevin and Bean intern. And one of the things that drove Psycho Mike crazy about our one of the former interns is that he wore his sunglasses 24-7.
Yeah.
Indoors, in a car when he drives at night, in a theater.
Yep.
That's why we hired him. And then we ended up hating him for it immediately thereafter.
Hey, Psycho Mike. It's 10 p.m. and I'm wearing sunglasses inside my house. What are you going to do, huh? Not a goddamn thing.
Well, that's true. Nothing you can do. Talking about Rachel Ray. We were not exactly even sure who she was. I guess she's somebody on the Food Channel, Food Network. But Omar hates with the heat of a thousand suns. And this guy has a problem, too.
My wife has watched every Rachel Ray 30-minute meal episode in the world. And she can't even give me a 3-minute J. What over that?
that's a good point.
By the way, speaking of which, I was coming back from playing poker last night. And I was listening to Loveline. And if you're going to lie, try to make it believable. A guy called up and said, usually, you know, I can only go 45, 50 minutes with a BJ. I mean, that's it for me. That's pretty much my limit.
Wow.
But the other night, it was an hour and a half. I don't know what's going on, Dr. Drew. Like, will you shut the F up?
That poor girl.
Hour and a half. Like, that's even happening. 45 to 50 minutes.
Come on, she quit way before then.
Back to ugly and annoying Rachel Ray.
I bought wheat thins, I ate them all, and then I performed the act that does not speak its name all over her face.
Yeah.
She was still smiling.
She was still smiling.
Rachel Ray is never going to want her picture put on another box again after this.
Sunday, April 29th, Coachella, Rage Against the Machine.
So if Rage is back together, that means Kevin broke up Audio Slave. You asshole! That's it. I'm coming down there.
Well,
you and me, I'm sick of your giant head and your green jacket. Done. It's over.
I can't win, can you?
I'd go out the back today if I were you.
I think I would.
Bam! Bam, bam, bam!
Sorry. Is that the music you're going to come into?
Get ready for my entrance music for the big drunk fight.
All right. Drink boxing, I think, is what we're calling it.
Drunk fight?
Drunk fight?
Drunk fight?
It's fine, too.
My trainer, Steve Petromali, the legendary boxer, thinks he has my nickname. You know, because every fighter needs a nickname.
Sure, sure.
What's yours? Because, you know, like, Mike, give me some famous nicknames. Like Thomas the Hitman Hearns, right?
Sure.
That was a famous one.
Sweet Pea.
Right?
Arnell Whitaker.
Jackie Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sure.
Iron Mike.
But I think he's tagged it. He said he's going to... It's Ralph the Hotness Garmin. That's what he said.
The hotness.
How do you feel about the hotness?
Is that from the American Idol?
American Idol last week. I said, I think that one's already taken.
No, the hotness is awesome.
We'll leave that for her.
Ralph's going to box Dave the King of Mexico is what we're talking about. In drink boxing.
If you didn't see Jennifer last week on the American Idol, no one less hot than the hotness either.
Just after the top of the hour, Ralph's got some more highlights from last night's American Idol. Right now it's time for the showbiz beat. Here is Ralph.
Looks like Jessica Simpson and John Mayer are an item, in spite of the fact that each of their representatives have denied an affair. New pictures on TMZ.com show Jessica getting on John's tour bus as it leaves Miami, Florida, en route to Jacksonville, where he's performing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So if they're not dating, he's just banging her on the tour bus, which is even better.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he's doing...
The act that dare not speak its name.
And Nicole Smith has a new house in the Bahamas. This is aiding her fight in the extradition process, which would bring her to Los Angeles for that DNA test that the L.A. court has demanded.
Did she get thrown out of that house that other dude was...
She sure did.
Yeah.
Her new house, which is very modest in comparison to the one she was living in, by the way.
they've got pictures of the new house, and also this is the place where the DNA collectors came to get the sample for the test. And then her lawyers blocked it by saying they didn't have work permits to operate in the Bahamas so that they couldn't actually do the job there.
Excellent.
Although awesome. I don't know what kind of work permit you need to work a cotton swab, which is really all they do. They just kind of run it inside of your mouth and put it in a test tube or something.
I think I saw that article on TMZ, Ralph. Didn't she buy this new, much smaller house with the money that she got from Entertainment Tonight for giving them that series of exclusive interviews?
That's what I'm led to believe, yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. It's
Gene Simmons. Hey, Gene Simmons.
I'm actually in the studio now.
Oh, what's up? It's funny you should, get around.
It's funny you should mention DNA collectors.
Yeah, what's that?
Because I think Lisa May's face would be a great one.
Oh, God. Why do you have to?
God.
Why the?
So
what the?
How dare.
Keira Knightley's suing the London Daily Mail tabloid for suggesting she may be anorexic.
She looks it, by the way, allegedly.
Apparently, the British tabloid claimed in an article published earlier this month that Keira had been lying about not having an eating disorder, then published a picture of a girl who died from anorexia next to a picture of her in a bikini.
Oh.
Seems unfair.
Have you seen her lately, though?
She's gotten so bony.
Just bones. Yeah. Nothing but bones.
They also referred to her as skinny.
Oh, that's going too far.
Them's fighting words. So she's suing. So she's going to sue Kevin next because Kevin said the same thing.
I was just repeating what you said.
Uh-huh.
Ralph Garman.
And all hail the new Messiah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Greatest story ever, rather. Scientology leader David Miscavige.
He's the current day leader, right?
Yes, he is.
Fantastic.
Told a London newspaper that he believes Tom Cruise is the chosen one who will spread the news about the faith of Scientology. Tom is a Christ-like figure in the religion, and he believes Tom will be worshipped like Jesus for his efforts to raise the profile of the religion in generations to come.
I think he stole that from Stan on South Park when they thought he was the new Messiah.
Like Christ, he's been criticized for his views, but future generations will realize he was right. Said David Miscarriage.
But Jesus wasn't in movies as crappy as Far and Away, though.
How dare you?
That's spectacular.
Mock the Messiah that way, sir. I won't have it.
Look, I don't know a lot about Scientology, but we've always heard that you get additional reading materials and information, more knowledge, the higher a price you're willing to pay. So he must have paid, and then got to the point where he had everything they had, and then like the last, okay, write one more big check, and then you get to be Jesus.
We make you the Messiah.
It's the Jesus check. He writes Jesus.
We make you the son of Elrond if you give us a big enough check, and it's all over. And now the reading from the Book of Tom. And so the days of thunder were upon us. We went far and away to a mission impossible.
Here's what I love.
It was risky business, yet we're all doing it.
You'd think they'd go the other way and say, he's embarrassing. Let's cut our ties with him. Nope.
Nope.
They're backing him all the way.
He's getting the...
fantastic.
Getting the high hard one, so to speak. Today's celebrity birthdays. Misha Barton, who played Marissa on The O.C., turns 21 years old today. Matthew Lillard, who is Shaggy in Scooby-Doo movies and also in Scream and other feature films, 37 years old today. And Neil Diamond. Ah, Neil. Kevin's never seen a Neil Diamond show. And he's poorer for it.
Just negative interest in that. Negative. Not even zero.
Really? It's less
than zero? Less than zero.
You'd have to have a little interest in order to hit zero?
If I was in the arena and he came on stage, I would leave.
What if he came to your house?
Leave. I would go out.
He just wanted to sing to you.
I'd leave forever.
He wanted to sing you to sleep. You're having a hard time sleeping. He wants to sit by the bed and just sing you a lullaby.
Never return.
You'd never come back to your house?
Gone forever.
The stink of Neil would ruin your house?
That's correct.
Neil's 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I'm going to tell you what's shocking to me about the TV ratings from last night is that President Bush, with his new sitcom with Dikembe Mutombo, the NBA player,
right?
higher ratings than American Idol last night. The State of the Union address, higher ratings than AI. What's up with that?
Really?
That can't be true.
Well, it was on, you know, every channel.
Oh, I see.
There was nothing else to watch on television? So 100% right. Of televisions were tuned in? Is that what you're saying?
That's why my TVs were off.
Just so you wouldn't accidentally add to the ratings?
Come across.
Well, you missed George and Dikembe, and then you missed the American Idol last night. And Ralph, of course, has highlights. I guess they were in Memphis last night,
right? Tennessee. Home of rock and roll.
Yep, there should be plenty of talent there.
Elvis, B.B. King, Al Green, the Basin.
The Bedspread
Basin
King?
Of the Blues. Oh.
Yeah, the bedspread game. They didn't have any talent last night. It was pretty rough. But my favorite part, there's a guy who came in. He was a coach at a local college. He was a cheerleading coach.
Right.
So he brought the cheerleaders with him to cheer him on and the marching band.
Okay.
So he goes in and he fails his audition and comes out, but they decide to cheer him up anyway, and they start to cheer and the band's playing.
Right.
And Simon gets all pissed off because they're making noise in the hallway. Listen to the interchange between Simon and Randy and Ryan Seacrest. You've never heard a bigger bunch of flaming queens in your life.
Not being rude, but can you shut up?
Someone's a bit of a today.
Well, you know, we're trying to do auditions.
Excuse us, Ryan.
Someone's a bit of a bitch today. Well, we're trying to do auditions. Excuse us, Ryan. Could you shut up? Not being rude. Oh, you're a bitch. Shut up. No, you are.
Are we reviewing Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
It's like backstage at some drag show in West Hollywood. Could you shut up? I'm trying to concentrate. Oh, you're a bitch today.
Oh, I hate these guys.
That's what I'm saying. Finally, you're on my team.
But the show's great.
Oh.
Because we got to meet women like Tamika.
Tamika.
And Tamika believes she can be, I think, the next Maya. The singer Maya, I think. But there's a bit of a language barrier.
Okay.
Okay, why are you here, Tamika Sims?
To be next American Idol.
Do you think you can be?
Yeah, I think I might be. I think I got all right voice. I think I'd be a Maya.
Pardon?
I think I could be a Maya.
A model?
A Maya.
A Maya?
A Maya, sir.
A Maya.
A Maya. Maya.
Amaya.
Maya's a singer. Hey, don't.
Oh, I thought you wanted to be a mayor.
Really? You hadn't said
she
that.
She wanted to be the mayor of
That's
Memphis?
Why she was there.
Is that what you said she wanted to be?
That's where
why
run.
She's an American Idol, to be the mayor.
That's where you run for office?
Maya.
I like that he didn't
don't
stop.
Don't get a Brit and a Southerner together. It's just everybody loses their mind.
You think he'd stop and say, what are you saying? But he just kept saying, mayor?
By the way, Ralph, mayor. Back me up. It wasn't just Tamika. It seemed like a lot of the Memphis people showed up last night, and I couldn't understand a word of what they were saying. What language is that they speak in Tennessee?
Dude, it's the South. They're a few
but
chromosomes
seriously.
Short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's Tamika. Let's see what she's qualified to be.
I'm a man. I just wanna dance with you all night. I think I'm like, I am money feeling as to me.
I think she's more qualified to be the mayor.
Just Bob Dylan's girlfriend.
She is.
That's about
Maya.
It.
Wow.
Then in walked Fat Tad. Remember Tad?
Yeah.
Tad.
Our Tad?
Yeah. What Tad? Our
no,
Tad?
Our Tad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy looked just like him.
Oh, poor guy.
Big fat dude with a pointless sort of beard with no mustache or other facial hair. And he had the spiky hair going on top.
Right.
Talk like this.
Nah.
Hey.
He was fat, but he didn't have that alcoholic bloat that Tad has already. He looked a little healthier than Tad.
No, he didn't. But the best part was his name was Sundance Head. First
what?
Name Sundance, last name Head.
No way.
So here's the big fat. At Sundance Head explaining away his name.
My dad named me Sundance, and where it come from, I guess, you know, I don't know. My folks are hippies, so I guess that's how I got the name. I don't know. It was hell to grow up with it.
My dad gave me the name Sundance. It's Tad.
It is Tad. By the way, that sounds like that's the first time anyone's ever asked him about the name.
You
think he'd have it down by now.
You think he would found out the history of that
or
name.
Made something up.
Anyway, the guy, I said, oh, this guy's going to be a loser. He looks like Tad. He talks like Tad. This guy's just going to be a loser. And then he opened his mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
You know they call it Stormy Monday, babe.
What? Wow.
Lord, not Tuesday. He's just as bad.
Guy can blow.
That's, damn.
That's Tad?
Yeah.
That's soup. What was his?
Sundance Head.
Sundance Head?
Sundance Head, yeah. Just awesome singer. Amazing.
Wow.
They were blown away. They're like, you're going to be in the finals. We can tell you already. That's one of the best voices we ever heard.
Wow.
He's really, really talented.
Sundance Head.
Then we met Travis. And Travis was a lanky African-American fellow who I think thought that just the sheer power of the emotion of his singing was going to carry him through to the next level. He really thought he was bringing, well, the emotion.
And let me tell you something, when I do that song, there's going to be so much emotion in that room. You're not going to want to be in there because it's going to be so emotional. I'm serious. I hate doing that song because when I do it, you know, I just get so emotional.
I think there's a lot of emotion involved.
You're not going to want to be in there.
He hates singing it because there's just too much emotion.
What kind of a sell is that?
Just too much emotion. You want to hear the touching ballad
please.
That brings all the emotion?
Yeah.
If you ever had to leave, I would say no, no. By the time I turned around, you was on the go-go. I never had time to say my goodbyes. I miss seeing my reflection in your cute eyes.
Yeah, that's
oh, wow.
A lot
I'm
of emotion there.
Is it rapping or singing or?
Sort of.
What is that?
Neither? Both? I can't really
it's
be
like
sure.
Like a retarded little Richard.
Next up was Topher. Topher was weighing in at, I guess, around 375, 380.
Excellent.
He had the fupa, as Mike likes to call it, which is not attractive on a man when you've got the pubic fat. You know, when you got the pants and you can just see the belly hanging right over the genital region.
Yeah.
That's not a good look for a fella.
No, it's not a good look for anyone, really.
And he had sort of the Dave Sanchez neck beard going on and glasses and a bowl haircut.
Okay.
He was a handsome fella. That's what I'm trying to tell you about Topher.
Looker.
And Topher's lonely these days. And here's why.
My wife left me recently. I found out that she had been messing around, but, you know, I forgave her. And then she said she wanted to keep messing around, so I told her to leave. I think, though, that when I become the next American Idol, she's going to want me back, and I'm just not going to have it.
Yeah.
No.
He's planning ahead.
Yes, he is. Okay,
so he's counting.
He's so pissed off when I'm American Idol, man.
He's counting on American Idol so that then he can turn around and tell her no when she wants to get back.
Burn!
Wow. That's a long way to go for revenge.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that plan anymore because he came with the Footloose. That's what he was singing.
Oh, big
fat guy with the neck beard and glasses dancing and singing Footloose.
Oh, no.
Tonight I gotta cut loose, foot loose.
Yeah.
Kick off my Sunday shoes, lose your blues. Everybody cut foot loose.
Thank you, Christopher. I'm tempted to ask whether you sang that the night before your wife left, but...
No, Simon, don't do that.
No, but I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't
no,
do
I
that.
Wouldn't.
I wouldn't say that.
Or rude, I might say that, but I'm not going to.
That's all we have time for.
Yeah. Next up was Janita. And Janita, well, I think her problem was that maybe she put style over substance. She didn't spend enough time worrying about the talent that she had because she was more concerned with how she presented herself.
Right.
And she thinks her style is a very important part of her talent.
My style is very important. It has to be. No, it works in with my confidentiality. It boosts my confidence in many, many ways.
It boosts her confidentiality.
Sure. Is that the word she wanted?
I don't think so.
She's speaking Kevin.
I think she is.
Ralph, was she the one with the enormous floppy boobs?
Yeah, that threatened to come spilling out every time she moved when she was performing the very ever popular song Disco Inferno.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Now let me hear you say burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno, burn, baby, burn.
Thank
burn.
You.
Well, she needs something more to boost her confidentiality. Then was the greatest part of the show.
Oh,
they saved the best for last.
Yes.
They presented us with Memphis, Tennessee's version of Dewan.
Really?
Robert Lee Holmes. I am in love with him. I want to marry him.
Okay.
I want to make him my own.
Okay.
He is a young gentleman who has a lot of confidence.
Yes.
And is a huge Elvis Presley fan.
Mm-hmm.
And thought he had a lot of the same qualities that young Elvis shared.
Sure.
And he was pretty sure he was going to be the next American Idol.
I sound just like Elvis. I can sing one rock and roll song. That's Burning Love by Elvis Presley. I feel that I should be the next American Idol because I have an outstanding voice and I have an outstanding vocal.
Did he say vocals?
Vocal.
Yes. Not just his voice, Ralph, but his vocal.
Yes. Here's a little taste of Robert Lee singing Burning Love by Elvis.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming. I don't know which way to go.
Outstanding vocal.
Yes. Well,
You're just playing the record. That's clearly just Elvis's record. No. Let's hear Robert Lee.
I know you would think so, but no, it's actually someone else. I know they have. It's as if he's reborn in Robert
Identical.
Lee.
Identical.
They're not done with the bad people yet, are they?
No. Tonight is New York City, and it looks to be the biggest freak show of all. I think they've saved the best for last.
Excellent. Love the freaks.
Looking for that.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. I know a lot of people suffer from insomnia, and I need some help. I don't normally suffer from insomnia, but a couple of nights ago, I went to bed at 10:30, mm-hmm. set my alarm for 3:30. So I've got five good hours of sleep, right? So I try to go to sleep, but I'm just laying there, and my eyes are wide open, just not the least bit tired. So I get out my video iPod. I watch Family Guy, one episode of Family Guy.
Okay.
Then I think, maybe this is kind of stimulating my brain a little bit. So I turn it back off, turn off the lights, try to go back to sleep. Nothing. Wide awake. 11 o'clock, still wide awake. Turn back on the light. Maybe I'll read. That'll do it. Everybody, you know, some people read. They fall asleep that way. So I read about the first half of Understanding Post-Structuralism by James Williams. And then I think, well, okay, I'm kind of drowsy now.
That should put you to sleep.
Turn off the light and go to sleep, but nothing. And midnight, Tylenol PM. Maybe I should try that. 12:30. I think I remember having an old bottle of Ambien someplace. Maybe I should take that.
Oh, my God.
Do nothing. 1 a.m., eyes wide open. Just not the least bit sleepy. 1:30, roofie. No help. 2 o'clock, huffing nitro. Nothing. 2:30, horse tranquilizers. I'm taking Special K. Nothing. 3 o'clock, snorting Drano. 3:30, just look over the clock and go, I guess I'll just get up. Not a wink of sleep. Not a second.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever had a night like that.
Psycho Mike has a huge problem with
it. He does.
I mean, you do that a lot, right? A couple hours?
All the time. It's a pretty serious problem with me. I've actually lost consciousness from days and days and days on end where I haven't slept at all. So it's bad.
There's got to be people out there who have this problem a lot, insomnia.
Oh, and Kevin, it's epidemic.
Yeah, I know.
It really is.
And that's what I'm saying. There have to be people who have gone through this and found something that works. I don't know if it's a home remedy or if it's an herb or whatever that somehow works for you. There's got to be an answer.
Let me ask a couple of questions about your situation. It sounds like you did try a bunch of different things. Did you mention that you drank the tea or whatever, the warm tea?
Yes, tried
the
tea.
A lot of people say do that, right? Okay. Yeah. Did you squeeze one off? Because usually that helps.
I squeezed off about 10 an hour. It didn't help. Okay. I ended up bleeding.
You always talk about how the Warren Beatty film Reds is the most boring movie you ever saw.
I didn't think about that.
Have you considered getting a copy of that? Maybe putting it out in the bedroom.
No. I had a blowgun, though. I tried a blow dart. That doesn't help. There's nothing helped. I've never been wide awake. I mean, a lot of times you go in and out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been just so wide awake, I might as well just be doing something.
See, this is weird because it's not like you were thinking about anything. I mean,
seriously.
Take that one off the table.
Come on, like me.
You weren't deep in thought.
Not like my mind keeps working.
I am fortunate in that I can't sleep on planes or anything like that, but I usually do okay if I'm in my own bed. I usually can't get to it because I'm pretty tired, you know, with the exhausting schedule I keep.
Sure.
I'm pretty beat by the time I get to bed. But there was one time I remembered I heard about counting sheep. You should count sheep, right? But by the time you get dressed and walk out to the barn and then round them all up.
Oh, for God's sakes, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. By the fact that the phones are all lit up immediately, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have this problem and have come up with some kind of an answer that helps.
Well, I hope so.
Because there was nothing that was going to put me to sleep.
Wow.
I don't care what... maybe Doc's News. But other than that, there was nothing short of that. So 1-800-520-1067, and we'll take your calls.
So you finally come up with an excuse. Oh, I'm tired, right? That's to explain what we've been listening to for all these years on the Kevin and Bean Show. Can you rock from you?
Oh, God, no. I haven't been tired the whole time. Just one day.
Just recently.
He was actually kind of sharp that day, too.
A couple of nights ago, I didn't get a single second of sleep. It's not like you go in and out. Just wide awake the whole time. So I'm trying to figure out. There's have to be a lot of people who they live that way. Like, there's a lot of problems. My wife has a lot of problems falling asleep on a regular basis. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Let's start with Matt in Eagle Rock. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Good. What's your idea?
Well, I would suggest for you guys to get, like, a second job, man. I work from 11 o'clock at night, 7 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
go home, get dressed, change into Superman, turn into an EMT, drop off my little girl, start at 8 o'clock, don't stop until 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
I'd sure love to be trying to get rescued by you at 5 p.m.
You get, like, 3 hours sleep a night?
Yeah, sometimes.
The only problem with getting a second job is we don't have a first job. So we'd have to get that first.
But isn't, I mean, the point of the second job is just to be drop dead tired. There's a lot of different ways you can do that. It doesn't have to be another job. I mean, a lot of people work out, for instance. They say the best sleep they ever get is when they're on a regular exercise program. Have you tried that?
Yeah, I do exercise for my back. I exercise a lot. Yeah. Hmm. Plus, I lift like a mofo. You know? I mean, you can tell, right? Liz in Torrance, good morning.
Hello?
Hello? Talking about not being able to fall asleep, what do you do?
Well, I had to go to bed later, and then also melatonin and winding down before you go to bed.
Melatonin and what?
Trying to wind down before you go to bed. I can't talk.
Wind down before you go to bed.
Wind down?
Yeah.
What, do you think I'm running a marathon just before I jump in bed?
No, but if your brain's turned on, you're not going to sleep.
But we're talking about my brain, Liz.
No danger of that.
My brain's never even on, let alone on fast.
Liz, thank you for the call. Mike, what's the deal with melatonin? You know about all the stuff that you put in your body. That works, right?
Yeah, it works. Supposedly, a lot of times it helps, you know, when you change drastically, you change time zones. A lot of people take it when they travel and stuff like that. It works. It definitely, you know, there's scientific proof that it helps you go to sleep, but there's also a lot of proof that it does a lot of harmful stuff to your body. So you might want to check in a long-term use of melatonin.
The other problem is I have to be sharp as a tack when I wake up, right?
You're going to start that now?
I'm saying you can't take something that makes you too sleepy, because then when the alarm goes off at 3:30, I can't be my usual Mensa self.
Right.
What about Evelyn in Van Nuys? Because this sounds like something you might actually be willing to try.
Evelyn, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
What I do, I smoke 2 bowls of weed every night.
Yeah.
And then a glass of milk, and that puts me right to sleep.
A glass of milk? Well, I didn't even mention.
Disgusting. What do you
Kevin
even
Kevin doesn't
need
drink milk.
I didn't
milk
even.
Makes you sleepy.
I didn't even mention the weed. That was a foregone conclusion. I'm telling you, nothing worked. But a glass of milk makes you sleepy.
Do you make it warm? Warm milk?
It doesn't matter as long as you know it's a full glass of milk and 2 bowls of weed. It's fine.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Evelyn,
okay.
Thank you.
Maybe it's
right,
the combination.
What about Ryan, by the way, in Chino? Now, Ryan has something mentally that you can try. This isn't something you get up and do. This isn't something you eat or drink. He's got something you can do with your own brain, Kevin.
Ryan?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
What do you do?
Hey, man, you just lay on your back. You got to believe that your feet are falling asleep, and then you got to believe that your calves are falling asleep, and then your thighs all the way up to your head. Before you know it, man, you're knocked out every single time.
That works for you?
That works every time, man. You just gotta believe that you're falling asleep, your whole part, you know?
I don't think you have a sleeping problem.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That sounds pretty simplistic, but I mean, I wasn't like picturing my feet falling asleep, but I was, you know, trying.
Yeah. Trying to relax.
Ryan, have you ever had real sleeping problems?
I used to, but after I started doing that, it always worked. And I didn't think it was going to work either, and I thought it was stupid, but...
My pinky finger is falling asleep. my middle finger is falling asleep. All right, thank you, Ryan. I don't see that happening. Let me try Ralph. This is the last one I think we have time for. Ralph in Los Angeles, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Bean?
Good.
Like I said, as a little kid, I was just a fish, so I took Benadryl, and I remember that knocked me right out.
Benadryl, yeah, that makes you sleepy. Okay.
So basically, last week I took Benadryl and just basically sat upside down and let the blood rush to my head and knocked out.
Why did you have to sit upside down?
Wait a minute, you took Benadryl and then you sat upside down on the couch?
Yep.
What does sitting upside down have to do with anything?
I don't know, but it basically, that's how I sit sometimes to make myself comfortable. And basically, I've taken the Benadryl before without doing that.
You sit upside down on your couch to be comfortable?
Exactly. Put it this way. I have a high tolerance for NyQuil already. NyQuil does not help.
Right. But so sitting upside down on a couch does.
Well, I have to take in the Benadryl.
Okay, so if you sit upside down on a couch without the Benadryl, it does nothing for you.
No, because I've done that before already. So I relax that way, watching TV most of the time, and nothing.
Most of the time you watch TV, you're sitting upside down on a couch.
Hey, like I said, that's how I'm comfortable.
do you turn the TV upside down so that the programming you're watching looks right to you?
No, everything's perfect for me. I just, like I said, that's how I relax. That's my way. You know, I'm there. I'm just there, and hey, I'm not bothered.
All right, let's take a vote if I'm going to try that.
I don't think
show of hands.
Nope.
Anyone?
Here's a falling asleep tip for you from KROQ listener Carice. Thanks for writing in. Hey, Kevin, you know what's a fun game? You take 3 Excedrin PMs and then see if you can whack off before you fall asleep. You always win. That's the best part about the game. So when you put it that way,
you always win.
No downside. It's KROQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. It's Wednesday morning. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for the day. Ralph, what's everybody talking about?
I never want to hear Bean use that phrase.
No, I don't either, by the way. It's very disturbing.
The one he used earlier that we won't repeat. Just
reading what Carice said.
Don't read that. Perhaps mail it to me. Have someone else read it to me. Don't you say that, ever. Well, Isaiah Washington could be out of a job pretty soon. If you're not familiar with the actor, he plays Dr. McBlackie over there on Grey's Anatomy.
No.
That's not his name.
The character's name.
What? Aren't they all Mick something over there?
No.
I've never seen the show. I don't know. But he was the one who used the F word when describing his gay co-star, T.R. Knight.
Guilty!
He said it on the set, and there was a big brouhaha that resulted, including him and Patrick Dempsey getting into a fight, apparently.
Right.
And then he denied he said it, and then he said it again when he was denying he said it.
It's brilliant.
And people are getting cranky about it now.
Yeah.
Even though he has publicly apologized and said he'd like to meet with members of the gay and lesbian community to try to patch things up.
Yeah.
ABC and Disney executives are currently considering the option of firing Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy. This was posted on E! Online. This is my source for this. They say, according to a reliable source, the network may follow through with this option. If they do, they're likely to run a full-screen announcement at the beginning of the first show that doesn't have Isaiah Washington's character on it, explaining the situation. But they don't plan on giving him a farewell episode or anything like that, if that's the case.
But they're just going to say he was fired.
Well,
the black
probably
guy that used to be on the show is no longer here because he used the F word describing a gay man. Please enjoy tonight's show.
It would probably be awkward to fire him and then have him be in
the
final episode.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's weird that they would put that announcement at the beginning. So let's let him disappear.
The following show happened between 10 a.m. and 9 a.m. when that black guy wasn't working for us anymore.
So we'll wait and see what happens there. Kate Hudson, she seems to have a type.
Yeah. Skinny, ugly rocker?
That's apparently it. She just divorced Black Crowes lead singer Chris Robinson and now reportedly has a new boyfriend. Now, she was dating Owen Wilson for a while when they did that movie together, but apparently that didn't work out. Now, she has been seen, according to Life and Style magazine, with Nick Kester, lead singer of the band Jet. They claim the pair were caught kissing and holding hands by paparazzi, and they're quite the item now.
Hmm.
So, okay. If you want to get Kate Hudson, just
have a band.
Don't eat, have a band. And lastly, oh, I cannot wait. All my favorite movies are in the future. I've realized that. All the ones I'm really looking forward to.
All of them except for...
What the hell are they doing?
The stomp in the yard. Where are you from?
No, especially not that one.
Oh, except for that one.
I had the cramps waiting for Black Sheep. Cannot wait for that.
That looks good.
When the genetically altered sheep start to mutate and attack human beings and eat them. And then apparently the people who survive the bites turn into were-sheep. Some sort of half-man, half-sheep hybrid.
Awesome.
Best movie ever? I think so.
Yes.
But now now I'm torn because I was looking forward to that the most until I heard that Nicolas Cage has been confirmed as the favorite to play legendary gay pianist Liberace in a new movie musical.
There's just no way that's true.
Screenwriters Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, who are promoting their new movie, Epic Movie. They're the writers behind Epic Movie.
Right. Oh, so it's going to be a comedy.
I don't know.
That would make sense. If you're going to do a real...
We met with Nicolas Cage last year, and he really wants to star in it.
Fine. So what? You don't have to give it
to
him.
He wanted to direct himself in it, too, they claimed. I say let him do whatever he wants. Let him direct it. Let him print the film in a dark room. Let him draw the poster. Whatever he wants to do to get him on board. I need to see Nicolas Cage in a big puffy wig and a sequin cape playing piano with a candelabra on it.
He seems a little old to play Liberace, who became quite famous as a young man.
Shut up, how dare you?
What would that sound like, Ralph, if we were to have a
Nicolas Cage
test
as Liberace?
Yes.
I consider myself more of a piano protector.
I'm in.
I wish my brother George was here.
That's the kind of stuff he would say.
I'm in.
Be awesome. Nick Cage is Liberace.
Consider myself more of a penis protector.
Oh, never came out, Liberace. Claimed he was straight to his grave.
Man.
Yeah.
That is so shocking to me.
I'm just waiting for the right woman to come along.
He used to say.
All I know is old guy, pianist, gay. That's all I know.
His limo driver. He used to have a bit on stage in Vegas where he would get driven onto stage in a limo. So like an old Duesenberg or something.
Right.
And the guy who played his limousine driver sued him for palimony or something after they had a relationship.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Today's celebrity birthday is Neil Diamond. Is 66 years old today. I love me some Neil Diamond.
Yeah, you're bad.
Matthew Lillard, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, and also the Scream movies, he's 37 years old today. And Misha Barton, out-of-work actress who played Marissa on The O.C., who claimed that the show is getting canceled because people were watching to see what happened with Marissa.
And once she was gone, so was the audience.
No point in watching when she was gone.
Yeah, that's what happened.
She's 21 years old today, and she's got a big, big career ahead of her. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
At 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And let me see. Today for you, we have a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock this weekend at Snow Summit in Bear Mountain. Snow now arriving at Big Bear, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, we'll throw in some passes to the advanced screening of Smokin' Aces, which is tomorrow night. Ralph, are you going to that? I know sometimes you like to see the movies.
I would love to see this movie in particular. I'm really excited about this film, but I cannot make it tomorrow night.
The trailer looks great.
It does look great, yeah.
All right, let's begin with Dave, who's calling from Culver City. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What to do, nephew?
Dude, why aren't you giving props to the Clippers? They just won three games in a row.
King Mexico, Dave.
I want to hear some Clipper Nation is back.
I was having this argument with Dave the King Mexico, who, by the way, is on the phone from about 10 feet away. And he was saying the Clippers won three in a row. They won three in a row. I was like, wow, let's put that in the record book.
I think it is a record.
An NBA, that record will never fall three in a row. Whoa!
They're on their way back.
They are on fire, Dave. Man. How does a team win three in a row?
Hey, Dave, first of all, you don't ever need to call in on What to Do, nephew. You can just get up and walk in the room, okay? But second of all, didn't you have a bet at the beginning of the season about Clippers versus Lakers and who was going to have the better record at the end of the year?
Yes.
And so far, Kevin's winning. But, you know,
okay.
It's going to happen. Clippers are going to take over.
Of course they're going to take over.
They're only 6.5 behind the Lakers right now.
Dude, they've won three in a row. What else do you need?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, they're on fire.
There ain't no trails blazing.
Don't encourage them.
The suns are setting.
The lakes are drying up.
Spurs are dull.
Yeah, he's bad. All right, let's go to Tony, who is calling from Paramount. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Tony.
What's going on?
Make a long story short, I got some free tickets to the Clipper game yesterday.
We've gotten more phone calls from people who get free tickets to the Clippers.
So the best part of the whole night was I was in a suite and there was free booze and food, but I did run into a celebrity there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A very big fan of the Clippers, I think. A Malcolm in the Middle.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, big fan.
He goes to all the games, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I seen him and then he kind of blew me off, but they put him on the Jumbotron and he looked like he was embarrassed to be there.
Well, listen. He shouldn't be. They're on a roll of biblical proportions with three in a row. I mean, come on.
Don't eat Jack. Got Malcolm in the Middle.
If there's any time to be really positive and up about a team, it's after they've won an incredible three in a row. Whew. That is just, it's one of those things that never gets done. Patrick in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Hey, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, this one's for Mike. I'm calling to ask to see if, as hateable and ugly as Rachel Ray is, if Juliana from Everyday Italian makes up for it.
Yeah.
Who's that? What's that?
She's a hot piece of ass that cooks.
Do you watch the Food Network all day, every day?
I don't really watch her show, but I've come across her, and she's
how?
Like, she's
how do you come across the Food Network?
I do watch it occasionally.
That's destination television. I've not come across it.
Why do you watch the Food Network?
There's a lot of good programming.
Do you cook?
There's a lot of good programming.
Do you watch
yes,
it
I
for
do
Juliana.
Cook, bitch.
Oh, for God's sake.
Iron Chef.
The hit reality show starring the bad boy of baking is back. Season 2 of Ace of Cakes premieres Thursday night, January 18th at 10:30 on Food Network Nighttime.
Ace of Cakes.
He's the Ace of Cakes. He's the bad boy of baking.
Juliana Broad's not only hot, she's got like a cutesy little accent. She's real likable.
Who's that British hot cooking bitch?
You watch the Food Network
Julia
too?
Child?
No, but
am I the only one who doesn't watch the Food Network?
I've seen photos of this broad. She's British and she makes food in a very sexy way.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Ralph. I don't know her name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
She's way hot. Sexy way.
She's famous. Yes. She's got cookbooks and whatnot. She's very popular.
Okay. Email Ralph
she's
at KROQ.com.
Sexy.
Casey in Santa Fe Springs. Good morning.
What's up, party people? Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
We should start your phone call by explaining to people that Bean has tried his entire life to get on jury duty. Go ahead.
All right, Bean. Last year in 06, I got 3 jury summons.
Oh, my God.
This year alone, 24 days into the year, I got 1 jury summons for Santa Ana Courthouse and a referral for federal court.
Wow.
He's like a professional juror.
Unbelievable.
That's better than the Clippers
trick?
Winning 3 in a row.
Yeah.
What's your trick?
Well, it's not really a trick. I'm in the processing with the LAPD, and my background investigator told me my name is all over the place, so that's why I keep getting them. So I try to be a cop, Bean.
Oh, you're trying to be a cop. Oh, I see.
What do you mean your name is all over the place? I don't understand.
Well, in the system. You know what I mean? It's under the city.
You're in lots of computer programs.
I don't really get great detail with them.
No, that sounds like you've gotten a lot of detail. Your name's all over the place. So if Bean tries to be a cop, which in itself I would love to see.
Talk about armed and famous.
Then he would get jury summons.
Sure, it's a shot.
Seems like a long way to go to...
Yeah, it sure does. Ralph, your girlfriend is Nigella Lawson.
That's
who you're thinking
that's
of.
Right.
Yeah. She, and I guess the girls have one too. Jamie Oliver, apparently very popular.
The Naked Chef.
The Naked Chef, right, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Food Network has a lot of stars, it looks like.
How about if we stop talking about the Food Network? How about that? Anyone?
Okay.
Sherry in Hawthorne has quite a story. Good morning, Sherry.
What a do, nephew.
What a do, baby boo.
Lisa May.
Hey, Sherry.
My story is I used to work at a grocery store in Manhattan Beach, and we had to do some catering for OC, and they got a little surprise in their sandwiches. It's not spit, it's not urine. I think you can figure out what it is.
Oh.
And,
so you did?
Wait, for the
TV show, the OC?
The OC, when we hated Misha Barton. And
I see.
Always pick up, they're always jerks, so yeah, we did a little surprise in their sandwich.
The act that dare not speak its name.
On
Sherry,
a sandwich.
I don't know much about how biology works, but how did you produce that?
I did not produce it. It was my buddy.
Oh, okay. A guy. Okay.
Yes, it was a guy.
She has a penis. Okay, thanks
guys,
for calling.
Ew.
If there's one rule of thumb, it's always be nice to the person that's making your food. Always.
Or else you get the special sauce.
Oh, God.
That is a horrible story, and I wish I had not heard that call.
Karina.
Mayonnaise.
In Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
Okay, here's what happened. I got married this Saturday in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and we were taking our pictures, and my photographer was supposed to be fixing my dress for the pictures, and he just pinched my ass. Completely grabbed it.
Your photographer in Vegas, who was supposed to be taking a picture and helping you with your dress, grabbed a handful of ass.
Exactly. He just pinched, and I was like, what the hell? That was last week. My bachelorette was last week, not today.
That's a bonus.
Wow, I hope he didn't charge you extra for that.
No, we actually got our pictures for free because my husband got really mad and the coordinator came in.
That's
for
God's sakes.
He wasn't that cute anyway. He was an ugly photographer.
So if he was good looking, you're fine with him grabbing a handful of ass.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see where you're at. About that?
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
You're about 3 months away from being beaten. That's all I got to tell you.
You guys ready for the best call of 2007 on the line with us right now?
Sure.
Wow, of all 2007?
Yes.
Here on the 24th?
Mm-hmm. Diana in Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Diana?
What's going on?
This is actually for Lisa May. I actually wanted to know how much a G-Shot is and where can I get one in maybe 2 or 3?
When we interviewed the doctor before, I thought it was around $1,500.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. My God. Are you kidding me?
Now, I'll double check on that.
They should inject it with gold.
I'll double check. I may be wrong. But right. It wasn't inexpensive.
You should have a bionic vagina for that price. Something should happen to it.
Seriously.
You're able to break walnuts.
You know what? I'm going to give you a phone number, Diana, because we are just guessing. Lisa's just basing on what she remembers. And really, she was so excited that day. She may not remember anything clearly.
And I have a terrible memory.
But it's Dr.
And I've never gotten an orgasm. I don't even know what a G-spot is or where mine even is, but pretty sad.
You've never had even a clitoral orgasm?
Yeah, clitoral, but not a G-spot one. Me and my boyfriend have talked about it, and we're just like, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Well,
I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think that's pretty
majority
typical.
Majority of women cannot have orgasms from intercourse, by the way.
I'm sorry?
The majority of women cannot have orgasms from intercourse.
Oh, I thought I was the only one.
Not at all.
You are in the majority, my dear.
I think probably what should happen is Lisa should go over to Diana's house.
Well, Diana, do you
help her out
in some
way? Do you
assist during sex? I mean, are you during sex? Do you get your hand in there a little bit?
What the
you know what I'm saying?
I'm scared of this.
Do you pay attention to your clitoris while you're having
someone get Lisa a copy of the FCC regulations, please?
Hold that thought. We're going to take we'll have you call tonight after 10. Dr. Drew is here.
By the way, Alex says it's
God's name is that about?
Between $600 and $800 a pop.
All right. Well, that's much more reasonable.
So that's better.
It is.
I'll do it for $50 with a turkey baster and a knitting needle.
Oh, God.
Let me give out Dr. Matlock's number, too, for folks who have only just heard about the laser vaginal rejuvenation and the G-shot and everything else. It's 888-80-OBGYN. 888-80-OBGYN is how you get it. And he's Dr. 90210. He's the guy you've seen on the TV. So.
Dr. Matlock. Or www.getyourhandinthere.com.
Right, exactly.
Do you get yours?
God's name, are you doing?
We need sex university. That's so hard to understand.
Well, it seems like you don't want, you know.
What?
We'll tell you later. We'll tell you later.
What's wrong with you?
We'll tell you later.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I'm not putting my hand in there.
Not you.
I'm getting taken off.
good luck to Diana. And I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
What is that?
Every one of them. And tomorrow, though, whoa, what a show.
Well, we have Petros Papadakis in the show. He's got
Petros?
He's got his new shows. What's it called? Pros versus Joes.
Yes.
On Spike, yeah.
Yeah. Where the professional athletes take on the amateur athletes to prove who's boss.
That's right.
So that's coming up tomorrow morning, plus some more American Idol highlights. That show is still barely hanging on in interest for me because the people are bad, but as soon as they get good, I'm so out. Oh, it'll make your head spin.
Kevin, you hate talent.
Yes, I do. Also tomorrow, odd things that you love. Ralph has one, and it's hummingbirds. And Bean has pretty much everything.
He does have everything.
Just name something Bean loves.
Before you turn the attention to me, if you dig a little deeper into most people, and Ralph is a perfect example, there's lots of things that he's really, like Batman, for instance. I mean, he has an unnatural obsession with the television show Batman.
I'm a huge fan, but there are a lot of guys out there who are fans of the Batman TV show. It's not as uncommon as, I think, my fascination with hummingbirds.
That's a specialty item, like a TV show that you were totally into is a special item, but something like everybody comes across every day, like a 7-Eleven, which you worship, is odd.
I mean, well, 7-Eleven is the best place on Earth ever.
Okay, that's
odd.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's not a destination. You don't set out to go to 7-Eleven. If you have to stop by on your way somewhere else, you do.
And I'm not defending my fascination with hummingbirds. I think it's weird, but I can't help it. I just love them.
Obsessed with hummingbirds.
Love them.
So we'll take your calls tomorrow morning on that. We also have the new Jesus on the show tomorrow. LaQuisha will be back. Armed and Famous is on tonight.
Great.
On CBS. And plus more chances for you to qualify for K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number 4. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Australia, and you qualify by winning tickets to night number 1, 2, or 3 of Coachella, April 27th to 29th. Oh, and we also have the Hammer tomorrow. Sorry.
Great. Kat Korber will have some of those Coachella tickets for you to win coming up, along with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including System of a Down, also the Rockin' Tours, Foo Fighters, Killers, and yes, Rage Against the Machine. It's all on the way for the world-famous K-Rock.